From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, July 11th. The North State will see triple-digit temperatures again this weekend. A heat advisory will be active for the region starting today. It lasts until late Monday night. According to the National Weather Service, daytime highs will range from 95 to 110 degrees. The advisory is issued for most of the North State, including the Valley, coastal mountains, and parts of the northeastern foothills. Butte County Public Health told NSPR that people should stay in cool indoor spaces and keep hydrated, as well as watch for signs of heat-related illness. That includes nausea, dizziness, muscle cramps, clammy skin, and weakness, among other symptoms. Heat-related illness particularly impacts children, seniors, people with disabilities, pregnant women, and those who work outside. People experiencing those symptoms should move to a cool place and get medical attention immediately. And temperatures will reach as high as 110 degrees in some parts of the valley this weekend. NSPR's Ken Duvall looks at ways to save on electric bills when temperatures rise.
The U.S. Department of Energy offers a few tips for keeping costs down. Turn your thermostat up several degrees when you're out. Turn off ceiling fans when you leave a room. They cool you, not your space. Use your bathroom fan when you're showering to exhaust heat and humidity. Regularly maintain your air conditioner or other cooling equipment. Also, inspect and clean air filters and vacuum air intake vents often. Consider installing thermal blinds on your windows and keep blinds closed to block the sun. Finally, seal cracks and openings to keep warm air out and install weather stripping. For NSPR News, I'm Kendall Ball.
In other news, with nearly a decade of performing, Chico punk rock artist Maddie Gruber continues to push the boundaries with her rebellious sound. She performs and records as Maddie, and says she finds no greater joy than expressing herself through the music she writes and composes.
I feel like I'm heard more in my music, and as a woman, it's a little hard to be heard sometimes, and I think if I get a mic in front of me and a lot of amps around me and a crowd, it's a lot easier to deliver a message.
She's written over 50 songs and is currently crafting her fourth LP and performing live whenever possible.
I always have a goal to put as much power into my performance as possible, and not just for entertainment, but just for empowerment, for people to be heard. It's really just the best feeling ever.
Maddie is performing today alongside Blood Sugar and Ashley Jaguar at Duffy's Tavern. Also, Shasta County is continuing to see smoky conditions due to multiple wildfires in the area. Since Monday, the county has seen poor air quality. Wind has made that smoke from the wildfires travel to West Shasta County in areas like Redding, Anderson, and Shasta Lake. Meanwhile, eastern parts of the county should see less smoke. Rob Stahl is with Shasta County's Air Quality Management District.
The best thing to do, especially if you're one of the sensitive groups, the elderly, young, or if you've got medical conditions, try and stay indoors as much as possible.
Stahl says people should also have their air conditioner on recirculation in their homes and vehicles so the smoky outside air doesn't get in. He suggests people who are sensitive to poor air quality also consider using an N95 mask while outdoors. Find a link to check your air quality at mynspr.org. Additionally, Chico police have identified a suspect in Monday night's fatal shooting at the city's sanctioned homeless campsite near Eaton and Cohasset Roads. They say 51-year-old Gerald Mikey Thompson is a resident of the site but fled after the incident. Detectives searched the area but have not yet found him. They're asking for the public's help. If you know his whereabouts, they ask you to contact the department's detectives. If you see Thompson, they say not to approach him and call 911. And finally, the state Senate has passed a resolution affirming its commitment to birthright citizenship as guaranteed by the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. It's in response to President Trump's effort to end or limit birthright citizenship. The resolution says birthright citizenship is especially important in California, where one in four residents is an immigrant and where about one half of all children in California have at least one immigrant parent. It also says denying birthright citizenship for children of certain immigrants could make hundreds of thousands of children ineligible for federal and state benefits and services such as CalWORKs and CalFresh. Supporters of ending birthright citizenship say it incentivizes undocumented immigration, where individuals come to the U.S. specifically to give birth, ensuring their children gain automatic citizenship. And those were your headlines for Friday, July 11th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.